Last night as I was going to bed, and I had Kevin Sadow on, and I was just kind of listening. I heard him say something. He said, we have enough prophecies out there. He goes, we don't need any more prophecies. He says, don't get me wrong. It's prophecies good, but we got enough of them. He goes, if all we do is get prophecy all the time, we don't do anything with the word we have. He goes, we're missing what God's trying to do. He's not just creating an environment where we just get prophesied to all the time without embracing what he's saying. He goes, and I know I said this. He said, the prophecies, he goes, God is speaking from another realm, inviting you into that realm with that prophecy. And what we're doing is taking what God has given us and hearing it, receiving it, understanding it, or hearing, understanding, receiving, and then keeping. And the keeping before him, and then in the keeping of it, literally all we're really doing, and if you practice this, it'll happen, is once we go up in the mountain of God, we present our word, our vision, our heart's desire, promise, and as you present it to the Father, and you keep it in the Father of lights, you're literally, as you're used to just rehearse that word before him, all of a sudden you just move into it. And then he opens himself and you move in to where that came from, himself, and then everything else in there with it. It's like he sends you one piece of the picture or one part of it, and then all of a sudden you go in there and he starts opening as you allow yourself. It's hard for people to do. People have a real blockage in this. They have a hard time releasing and seeing that next realm. You're going to have to let him release you into it. And as you release into it, he's going to use the sanctified imagination, but it's going to be more done from the heart realm because you're with him and you're in him and you're in his presence. And as you begin to do that, you begin to see. Because what happens is you're praying and representing, you're wanting something to happen. You can get stuck like that because you're thinking something needs to happen here. Something needs to happen here. And nothing happens. You get stuck or what I get stopped out. You're not supposed to get stopped out. How many know what I'm talking about like that? You're representing, you're wanting him to release. Something's going to happen. Angels are going to come in the room. You know, God's lightning's going to strike. But nothing happens and you're sitting there doing that. And what happens is you get stuck if you don't know what to do there. That is a pivotal place. You have to learn to move through it. What I mean, I talk about walking through that part, going to the other side of it, see that I have given, see that I have done this. And as you do that, because you're already centered on something he already said, and before you even do that, you have to be fully persuaded he said that. Otherwise, you're going to stop. You're going to get stopped out, because if you're not fully persuaded God gave you this, you'll quit. You'll quit on that word. You have to know that you know that you know he has said this before you go in there. Amen. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is. And then as you go into it and you begin to move into it, you just move past it. You move through it. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What would happen if that happened? And sometimes it's like someone waiting to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. They're thinking this whole language is going to come out. And sometimes they have one word. And sometimes whole languages come out. Sometimes you just get one word. You just say the one word and then you keep doing it and the whole thing comes. Sometimes God's like that too. He wants you to step into it. But I only have this little piece. Well, then just take that and believe without or perambulate with that, because you need to get on the other side of the promise. That's where the glory's at. That's where the answer is. That's where God himself is going to turn and he's going to transfer all that into you as you do this. When you first do it, it's like anything else with God. It feels a little mechanical unless his glory is really strong in there. And you don't feel like anything's happened, but as you begin to do it, it'll open. That's the way the kingdom does, is you start giving attention to it. It opens up. That's what happens with the Father. It'll open up, and all of a sudden, the next day, you got a whole nother section there and a whole nother section. And then after a while, you got a whole river. You get out there because you're going into a realm that's not of this realm. It's a glorious realm, and it gets very full. And then God starts adding a lot to. Like, if you did break through, what would that feel like? If you were permeating your healing, what would that look like? What would it feel like? What would people be commenting on? They would see it. What would they say? Like, or your breakthrough into the next level. What would that look like, feel like? What would people say? All of that the Lord is going to wrap around you when you're doing this. But then the Father will start, when he starts encompassing that whole thing, he starts adding all this panoramic imagery with it. And literally sometimes you're in a moment with somebody in the future, a literal moment. This is not a perambulated moment. It's what you encountered will actually happen exactly the way you encountered it. You get into a prophetic divine moment of a future position, and it gets so glorious and so real. I've had a couple of them with you guys. It's awesome. Amen. I've seen the joys. I've seen the glorious tears of laughter. I've seen the break. I've felt it 100 times. I mean, it gets so deep and rich in there, and he keeps adding to it. What he's doing, he's filling up a day. It's not a 24-hour day. It's an event of heaven, but he calls it a day. He goes, we're filling a day up from the Father. He goes, you are the recipient of this day, but I'm the one that will perform this day. And he goes, every time you come in here, you're getting more of that day transferred from another realm. You're bringing a day from another realm into the earth. If we had that day here, it already manifested. So what God does is he works with everything he can in this realm that's already been brought here. That's what he does. But what he really wants is the realm there. Amen? He wants that realm. That realm is way greater than anything he has going on in this realm. You can have people make this realm look good, sound better. I mean, you'll go places and man, this looks like it's the goal. But when you get behind, it's all the same thing. Someone may be able to present it better. It may sound better, look better, but it's still pretty much the same arena. The Father, he's awesome. So when he opens you this realm, when you first start, it may not all be glorious like that, but you're just taking that word and starting to dream with it. People have a hard time dreaming. It's a lot easier to receive for somebody else than it is to receive direct. See, the dream realm, you have to directly receive. You have to receive, and that's, the dream realm challenges your belief system. It challenges everything, and you have to let him open that up. That's why you have to go in there as an heir, because he's going to open things to you, make you feel and believe things that are way, way larger than you at the moment. It's larger. It's supposed to be larger, and it's supposed to be bigger. It's supposed to be grand, and he's downloading himself. He just told me today, he goes, if you'll just talk about this realm, he goes, I'll show up. I'm like, okay, I'll talk about it. No problem talking about the realm of revelation. And so as you're there, he opens more and more and more of it. So every day you have more of this imagery, so you just walk into it. And what he's doing is that's the way the Father's transferring the creative part of himself into you. You're absorbing that by doing the perambulation. That is a mechanism of transference. You see that? As you're doing it, he's transferring that living realm into you, and it's transferred by thought and words, by his thoughts, and you giving word to his thoughts. And the way I like to do it, I see suddenly. And then I'll start describing the event that's happened. I see suddenly. And then sometimes I'll see the next breakthrough. I've lived 2 breakthroughs in front of us so far. One very thorough, one he doesn't want me to get too far into it. But one, the next day, I don't want to call it a season because it won't last for long. It's a day. It's awesome day. There's a lot in this day. A lot of things happening in this day. Lots of things God restores in this day. He puts and packs it in. And each time you do that, you're receiving from another realm. And it's an invisible to the world. Nobody sees this day. Do you see the new day? Not yet. You only hear me talking about it, but I can see it and I can feel it. And it turns into substance within you. And it's evidence. It's substance. It's glorious. Amen. As you do that, there's going to be a come a time that the Father, what I would call, authorizes the manifestation of it. So he's not authorizing when you first go in. Even if you get in the glory realm, he's transferring. You got to get it into you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have a very misinterpretation of that particular scripture. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we think we're just going to ask and God's going to drop it out there. That's not how the kingdom, that's how the anointing flows when the Holy Spirit's on you. But that's not how the kingdom comes. Kingdom does not bypass you. It has to have you. If you're plugged up, kingdom's plugged up. If you're not a free-flowing river, kingdom's not a free-flowing river. Everything that you do, every action will affect your river. You got to have that river going all the time. It's got to be constantly connected to the life source. When you're under the anointing, it doesn't have to be. God will just anoint you. Amen? He can bypass a lot of stuff just because the anointing he has on your life, because that anointing doesn't always shift and change because you're shifting and changing. The glory realm does. The glory realm has to have you. It has to have your connection. So it takes more to operate in, but God will give you more. He gives more because he'll give you what's not out there yet. And that's what he really wants us to do, is dream to the next level. Challenges to move to the next level. Our next level, when you hear God speak, God's going to do this. If it's not presently, he's going to have to bring that in through somebody. He's not just going to bypass. He doesn't do that. The authority's been given the church. The Lord told Kevin Zedai that personally. He goes, listen, I've given the authority to church. The church has the authority to do this. He goes, it's the church's responsibility. They work with me. I'll do it, but I have to do it through them. And he's not going to bypass that. Like he told him, he goes, I'm not returning till the harvest comes in. Amen. We happen to know some things about what's going to initiate this harvest. There's a whole dispensation coming. The dispensation, the crown, will initiate the single greatest harvest in human history. The greatest harvest in human history. I don't think any of us are ready for what's about to happen. I mean, I'm telling you right now, the Lord is not going to transform this world with the present state of the church at large. The church is going to go radical transformation. That whole mountain we've been going up to is going to turn into a mountain of transfigurating glory. And that transfigurating glory will go in one person, come out another on a daily basis. And as that glory shifts, increases, and multiplies and ramps up, and we come out with the glory of God, you, me, are going to bring things out from heaven that are not even operating in the world. You got to bring them out because you are called. That's what heirs do. They'll bring out the riches of the glory that are all in heaven. The Lord is so ready to unload from that realm. He's so ready to unload from the unlimited realm, but he has to train a people how to do this. There is a way it comes. It doesn't just happen. If someone believes that, I'm sorry, it just doesn't happen. You have a part to play in that. Amen. And we don't want something to happen just from the miracle realm. I like the miracle realm, right? But I can't reproduce the miracle realm. If God has moved in an extraordinary way for you and you don't know what made that happen, you can't repeat it. If you can't repeat it, you don't know what made it happen. It might be a while before that happens again. The kingdom of God is a repeatable operation. When the Lord was standing in the midst of raising Jairus' daughter from the dead, he already knew she was going to be raised from the dead. He already knew before he walked in there, he already had done that once. In fact, he had already received the dunamis power to raise her from the dead. And it was that dunamis that that woman drew from him. On the way there, she grabbed his coat and pulled some of that dunamis. That wasn't even for her. It's okay. You can pull some stuff that's not for you. That's the way the kingdom works. He turned around and said, who touched me? She grabbed something. He was set in motion to do his father's will. And that was all he could see, because he already did that. He already lived that arena with the father. That will turn into. Okay. So as we receive from this realm and learn to move in, listen, I know by experience how things work around here. You'll teach it. People will listen and listen and listen. And listen, but you have to make that step over. And the first step of anything is always a little uncomfortable. Just step over and start stepping over. Step into your promise. How many of you got a promise? Raise your hand. If you got a promise, what does that look like? Give me, write down five things of what that looks like or what that feels like. Step into what that looks like, what that feels like. Oh, so I'm just saying, as you go out there in the land of tribulation. What does that look like? What does that feel? What's your first response to that actually happen? What's the people's response around you if that happened? What would you do if that happened? What would God do through you if that happened? Who would he bless if it was a financial transaction or a miracle transaction? What would that experience? All of a sudden, you have 10, 15, 20 things that have just been set. In each one, you go into the Father and live that moment. See that I've given it. See that I've given it. And as you begin to live, you enter in, you begin to, and then suddenly I see on an eye, and we start describing all that's happened. And then all of a sudden, we're living this. And we're so living it, you get so full of the glory sometime. And I mean, we're just, it'll come like you'll kind of feel, okay, this is enough for this day, right? And we'll go through this whole thing, because from this, when I first started, it was just one thing, and it turned into a whole deal, a whole operation of a day, the effects of that day, the blessings of that day, the glory of that day, the reparations of that day. There's so many things that are going to be done in that one day. It's just amazing. And we've lived each one of those events, sometimes more than once. And sometimes when you're living them, you're just living them, and sometimes the Father's all over it, and you're weeping and crying, and the person with you is weeping and crying, and they're not even there. But they are there, because you're with them in a future position. And literally, people's breakthrough is sitting, you're living someone else's breakthrough in the Father. And you're living it with them and experiencing and encountering, and you can feel the love and the glory of it, and you're weeping with them, and it gets very real sometime. I'm going to tell you, because it's a very real realm in the Father. And when it does, you just, all the love the Father loves you with, he's loving through you now, and you haven't even done any of this yet in this realm, but you have done it in that realm, and that's the realm that counts. Amen. Now, what's that about? You're doing what you see the Father doing, but now you're going to bring it back, right? So now we come back, and sometimes you're really in there. You got to pull out, and you got to come back and step down into this one, because you're going to bring all that here. Guess how kingdom comes? Kingdom comes by you. You are the transference of agency. Why is he doing that? Because he made you a very unique creation, that you have dual citizenship. You have rights here in the earth, and you have rights of citizenship in heaven. So God doesn't have to fight second heaven warfare to get the kingdom down into the earth. He can transfer it direct to you. It's the greatest single thing I think he's done ever, outside of our salvation, is to give us this oneness and this ability to receive directly from him. You're receiving riches and glory. You're receiving substance and evidence. You're receiving the building blocks by which the Lord created the entire earth with. You're receiving directly from the Father of lights. When the Father spoke, the only difference is he's giving you the authority, he's transferring himself to you, and you're speaking it. Isn't that awesome? And so when you bring it back and you're here and you're back into this arena and you find out what day it is. Okay, we're Tuesday. Today's the first, right? We're August 1st, Tuesday. And now you're clothed in something. You begin to speak and release what you just lived. You release that directly in the earth. You speak it. You command. And that's the authority phase. Sometimes, man, the lion will get on you. You're speaking that realm into the earth, and you're releasing and releasing, and you're loosing the keys of the kingdom operation now. Keys of the kingdom works in a lot of different arenas, not just in trespass. Now I'm loosing the kingdom. I'm loosing the deposit. I'm loosing it into the atmosphere here. With the Lord present, some things I'm giving him, because he is the doer. He is the manifester. He is the one, the finisher, the completer, the performer, the maker, the doer. He has all these functions. You know, because he said, listen, when you pray, my Father will give this to you, but I will do it. And so this is where we're at in this whole long journey right now. Amen. We're right there on the edge of the doing. That's what everybody's looking for. The glory, the manifestation realm where everybody can see it. Well, we don't need to be Thomas's waiting for to see it before we do this. We can do it now. And blessed are those that can then believe without seeing in the natural. Amen. But there are people just going to believe, and they're not going to believe till they see. So you bring it, you release. Sometimes you're speaking without authority to the mountains. You're releasing. Now you're commanding the day that you received from heaven. Say the day you received. You're commanding that day to manifest into this earth and create the day that you lived, the day you perambulated, the day you experienced, you release that substance. You're releasing that evidence. You're releasing that realm of glory into the earth. Amen. Hey, I'm going on 100% faith right now because I've never had anybody teach me this. God taught this stuff to us. He's given us his word. We're 100% faith, but I believe it 110%. 1,000% I believe it. 1,000%. Why? Because I have this substance. You might not see it, but I see it. Golly, you walk around with it all the time, man. Now that makes you a target too, because now you are now carrying a living transfer from the Father. And man, that stuff, the enemy wants that more than anything because he can't get his hands on it because all that's above his system. He can't go up there and rob that unless you bring something. And so you have to learn how to guard and keep in your accountabilities 1,000% more than it was before now. Amen. But you're carrying glory. You're carrying a manifested generational glory, generational blessing, generational breakthrough, something that can transform the whole arena you live in, stuff that they write about in the Bible about other people doing. Now it's got your name on it. Amen. But that's where God wants to do is expand now, and he wants to break open the veil and break the realm of the impossible. He wants to bust and shatter that thing they call impossible. Because not once. Oh, it's totally impossible, by the way. In the natural, 100%. But you don't see it as impossible because you're not operating from this realm. You're operating from that realm. Amen? And that realm will supersede and shatter this realm. It's going to change the way we do services. It's going to change the way we do church. It's going to change the way church is funded. It's going to change the level of glory that's upon the church. It's going to shift from a dispensation to the final dispensation of the crown. There's a lot of things in there. It's going to change the way we pray. We have to change the way we pray. The hardest thing ever is changing the way intercessors pray because they're so used to doing it one way. They don't want to change. But we have to be more effective. We've got to get above. We have to move from a realm of authority and dominion. We have to change our image of who we are because God's angels in his glory is working with us from another realm. And we don't get high enough. We don't know who we are. They're not going to work with us at that level because we haven't changed the image. He wants to change whole cities, communities, states. He wants us drawing circles around our state. But God wants some people to know how to intercede at another level. God wants us to intercede. He wants us to see things at another level. Amen? He wants us interceding and seeing this country for what he designed it to be. Why do you think everybody wants this to come down? It's the stronghold of heaven. It doesn't even look like it right now, but it is. When you compare it to everything else out there. But this country, God's going to bring that glory out of this country. He's going to bring this new move. This white horse is going to run out of this country first. He's going to bring it out from this house right here. He has a design for this house. There is a glory on this house. Nobody sees it yet out there. It is not time for it to reveal. Why would he lift it up halfway through? Here's a halfway jigsaw puzzle. You go figure the rest of it. No, he's going to put the whole picture out there with manifestation from beginning to end. This works. This is the mountain of God. This is what it'll produce. This is how it'll produce. This is what your life will look like when you're done. You'll become another person if you go up that mountain. And God will call you into himself to dream with you. And he's going to dream a dream way bigger than you, way larger. It's time that God expands us. Father, release that expansion in here. We have to do much greater. We have to believe on a much greater scale now. We have to lift and stretch the curtain of our habitation. The Lord can bring whole revivals down in one setting. He can bring a citywide revival down, full of the glory of God and unloaded on a city. We have the capacity to do far greater what we're doing. Far greater in prayer. It's not enough anymore just to go up and get our fill. We got to get His fill now. It was enough for a day that we would get our fill. We've learned to be strong in that, but now we have to get His heart and what He wants to bring in the earth. He wants to bring a new realm into the earth, a new way of Christianity, a new realm of glory, a new way where the norm is to see the person get out of the wheelchair, where the norm is to see the maimed, the lame, and the blind be made whole, where the norm is the testimony of God where He can quench the violence over a whole city, where the norm is the whole city comes to calm, boom, law and order restored, where the norm is the blessing comes on your city and your community and your state when no one else is prospering, you are, where the glory is on you. Father, grant the opening and the stretching forth of the curtain of our habitation. Today, when we come up into the realm, into the Father of lights, I ask you to open the eyes of the understanding of this house of who they are, why they're here now. That you stretch them today, Father. That you will open a vision for them. Grant them a mandate. Grant them something to carry they can't get away from. Grant them something to carry that will be with them day and night. When they go to bed, it's with them. When they wake up, it's with them. When they're eating, it's with them. When they're not with you, it's gnawing at them. When they're with you, they're glorying and rejoicing. Grant them that kind of transference. Grant a portion of this house, Father, for all of us to carry. As we come up into where you are, I ask you to grant a whole design of this house been released. And grant us the capacity to believe. To show us how to break the veil of the impossible, Father. In your glorious name, amen. Praise God. I'm going to say this because it's time. Don't keep waiting. Some of you are totally engaged in this mountain. And some of you haven't stepped over to that other side yet. This realm, a perambulation, is open. It's open now. It's opened. You can step in and step over and begin. Amen? Step over today. Some of you have stepped over. But God's now, He's calling for us to step over now. All of us to step in and dream with Him. To bring a portion of the riches and glory that Christ has received on our behalf into the earth. You can dream in this house. There's so much vision in this house. Unfulfilled vision. No one person can carry even a portion of this on their own. It's a governmental operation. It's being designed to receive and to dream into. And this time you have to make it your own. You can't pray for me. You have to pray for you now. You got to make this house your own. You have to take ownership of this realm. This is not Pastor LaRue's mountain. It's your mountain. It's God's mountain. You have ownership in this mountain now. And there's assignment and mandate from this mountain, a dream When I was standing in front of people on Sunday and was away in that realm, I could see God bringing people into a room, and I could see him opening a whole room just for that person, a dream that the Father has for you to bring out. There's a realm that God wants you to bring out that no one else can bring out. Well, what is it? It starts with your desire. It starts with your promise. Your promise is much larger than what you probably believe it to be. It starts with you allowing your belief system to move out into the Father and dream, stretch and dream and take the ownership and see you being clothed in the manifested glory. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's pray.